You're listening to the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast, episode number 218.
Welcome to the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast. Business advice so easy, you'll feel like you're cheating. And now your host, Amy Porterfield.
Well, hey there. Welcome back to another episode of the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast. I'm your host, Amy Porterfield, and today we are talking about the 7 steps of pre-selling your online course. Now, as an entrepreneur, your business is constantly changing. That's the beauty of being an entrepreneur. From all your learnings, your successes, your once in a while crash and burns, you get to decide what to do next and how you want to do it. I think that's what makes being an entrepreneur and creating your own business so exciting and fulfilling. You get to call the shots, you get to change things up, you get to do things on your terms. So that same kind of sentiment goes for you changing as a business owner. Things you once said yes to, things you once did, now you say no to. You evolve, you change. I talked all about this in episode 211, 5 things I said yes to in the early years, but say no to now. So you're constantly evolving as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, and you're evolving inside of your business as well. Things are going to look different as you start to learn more and do more. And with that, it's true for me as well. I find myself changing in terms of what I think and what I do as I continue to build this business. And one thing that I used to be really adamant about was that I don't think you should ever promote your course before you have it finished. Now, the reason for that is because I used to pre-sell my course back in the day, many, many, many years ago, and it was incredibly stressful and incredibly overwhelming. And so because of that, I thought, I don't want that for my students. I am going to take that off the table for them, and I'm going to encourage them just to put together your program, and then we'll talk about promoting and launching it later. However, things today are very different than when I first started launching courses almost 10 years ago. And I pay attention to trends and what's working and what's not working. And because I've had thousands of students go through Courses That Convert, my program teaching you how to create a course, I've learned a lot about where you are right now and where you want to go. And so through paying attention and learning what my students need, I realized, you know what? Some of my students will find it incredibly valuable and useful if they pre-sell their course, meaning getting it out there even before it's done. So just to make sure we're on the same page, pre-selling a course means selling it in advance of the course being done and then delivering your content, let's say week by week, in a live format online. So you haven't yet pre-recorded all of the modules. You're likely delivering it live to your new paying students. And then once you deliver it live over the course of a few weeks, now you have a pre-recorded course. So you're going out there and you're selling it before you have it finished, which can create some stress and put you on the hook for getting it done. But that's not necessarily a bad thing. I used to look at that in all negative terms, and now I realized some of my students need a good kick in the butt to get it done, and pre-selling just might be that perfect kick in the butt. Now, the strategy isn't for everyone, and that's why I give my students the option to either pre-sell or just have the entire course finished before they promote it. So inside of my program, Courses That Convert, I teach it both ways. So you get to decide what's best for you. And that's precisely why I created this episode today. I want to help you to decide if this pre-sell strategy is a good fit. And I'm going to walk you through the 7 steps to get it done. and I'll give you the pieces that you'll need to put together in order to make sure you have an offer and make sure that your course is validated to the point that you know people are actually going to want it. And also, I'll give you the pieces that you need in order to get your first students through the door and you delivering your content in a timely manner. All right, so that's what it's all about. Now, before I walk you through it, I wanted to take a minute to tell you why I actually do like this strategy. So number one, pre-selling is a big validator of your course idea. I want you to have a pretty good idea if the course will sell even before you pre-sell it. So pre-selling is not the first step in validation, meaning that you're going to do a little work before you pre-sell. You're going to interview your ideal customer avatar. You're going to learn their needs, their wants, their challenges. You're going to talk to the people you need to talk to make sure that your idea is going to fly even before you pre-sell it. But once you do the initial work of validating, the extra layer of validation that pre-selling can bring to the table is pretty awesome. You'll learn even more about what your ideal avatar needs as you start to pre-sell it. So that's a huge plus. Number two, pre-selling helps you build confidence about your training. Nothing builds confidence more than getting a few paying students through the door. Number three, pre-selling helps you with cash flow. I know that building a course and getting your online course up and running can sometimes be a bit of a pinch on your finances. That's why pre-selling is so great. You can bring in some revenue to help with some of the expenses to get that course off the ground. Number four, pre-selling helps you build momentum and accountability. By selling before your content has been created, you have no choice but to deliver. Remember I said you're basically going to be on the hook. Once you sell it, you've got to get it out there. That's not necessarily a bad thing. And number five, you get immediate feedback from actual students when you pre-sell. Since it's more of a live interaction when you're delivering the content the first time, all of that feedback is really valuable, so you might want to tweak your course content before you actually do a full-blown launch after the pre-sell. So there's a lot of pluses to pre-selling your online course. Now, one thing that will help you immensely is to outline your course idea before you ever start to think about pre-selling it. You want to make sure that you have a really solid outline. The good news is that I did a podcast episode all about outlining your course, and I walk you through an exercise that is incredibly valuable. I got so much great feedback on this episode. You definitely want to check it out if you haven't yet outlined your course. So you want to do this before you do anything with pre-selling. So it's episode 206, the Post-it Content Creation Mini Training. So episode 206, amyporterfield.com/206. It will take you right there. The Post-it Content Creation Mini Training. It's so good. I want you to check it out for sure if you need some help with outlining your course before you pre-sell. Okay, so now that I've set it all up for you, we are going to get into those seven steps. Let's do it. Okay, step number one, determine your course offer. So when I say offer, I mean how much will you charge and what kind of course package are you offering? So I'm going to run through some questions that you want to ask yourself in order for you to determine what your offer looks like and, of course, how much you're going to charge for it. So question number one, what is the problem that you are solving? Get really clear on that one. What are the results you are promising? So the bigger the results, usually you can charge more for that program. Number three, how long will it take your students to reach those results? Number four, what kind of access will your students have with you? That's a big factor in putting together your offer and making it incredibly appealing. And also, it's a big factor in how much you can charge. The more access they get to you, likely you can charge more for that. Here's another one. Will you be offering a members-only community like a private Facebook group? Again, more access to you. Also, how many modules will be in your program? And how many and what kind of bonuses will you be offering? And finally, how long will it take someone to get through your entire program? Earlier, I said, how long will it take your students to reach those results you're promising? But this question is, how long will it take them to get through the entire program so that they can start to implement? Your students will be asking that question, and that has a lot to do with perceived value. They want to get through the program as fast as humanly possible. Now, if you need some extra help, which many people do, around pricing your online course, I want you to check out episode 107. So amyporterfield.com/107. The episode is called, How Do I Price My Online Course? Okay, so step number one, determine your course offer. Let's move on to step number two. Okay, moving on to step number two, set up your early interest page. So once you figure out your offer, it's time to set up an opt-in page where you can capture name and email from those that are interested in your upcoming course. So you'll create a standalone opt-in page. I like to use lead pages to do this. Just ask for first name and email. And on that opt-in page, include some information about your course. Just tease it a little bit. Give them enough to get curious about it. And include the fact that they will be one of the very first to know when your course goes live. Now, when somebody opts in to the standalone interest page, you want to have a follow-up email ready to go. So in the follow-up email, you can include a little bit more information about your course, and you could talk about when it will go on sale. You can even include a hint at a discount when it goes on sale since they're on your special list. You don't have to discount it, but you can. A lot of people like to discount the first time they go out with a course, especially if they're going to ask for feedback after each module, kind of treat it like a beta course. So if you give a discount, then it's easier to ask for feedback after people are going through your course. And you could tell them that they are going to be the founding members, and that is why you're offering the discount. So you could play around with that. And then I would also link to some piece of original content you've created that is aligned with the course you're going to sell. So give them something of value in that email, kind of like, okay, now that you're waiting for the course to go live, in the meantime, check out my latest podcast about XYZ. I think you're going to find it valuable. Whatever you might want to encourage them to go check out while you're getting ready to go live. Also, from there, you want to start driving traffic to your interest page. You'll do that first and foremost with what I call a content blitz, which leads us into step number three, create your 30-day content blitz. Now, I'm going to walk you through the 30-day content blitz. However, you know my style. I love to create cheat sheets anytime I'm walking you through a step-by-step process. So I have the 7 steps to pre-selling your online course in a PDF cheat sheet waiting for you right now. All you need to do is go to amyporterfield.com/218. So amyporterfield.com/218. It will take you to my show notes, and inside of my show notes, you will see an opportunity to sign up to instantly download the PDF cheat sheet to walk you through the 7 steps to pre-sell your online course. So everything I'm sharing with you here has already been put into a cheat sheet waiting for you. I know you're focused on marketing and selling your digital products, but I know many of you also have physical products, and I want to talk about Shopify. Shopify is a user-friendly commerce platform that helps you, my dear online entrepreneur, build an online store and make more sales at any stage of your business. They're the force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other businesses at every size. Let me tell you why Shopify is an online entrepreneur's dream platform. It's because it helps turn your browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout experience. In fact, it converts 36% better compared to other leading e-commerce platforms. Yeah, loving that. And I don't know about you, but as an online entrepreneur, my customer's experience, especially when it comes to checking out, is so important. Plus, not only do they support your customers, they support you as the entrepreneur. Shopify's award-winning help desk is there to support your success through every question and every step of the way. There's a reason Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/madeeasy, all lowercase. So go to shopify.com/madeeasy now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/madeeasy. We are online marketers, which means we have unique needs. And there are so many options out there for paid media. Sometimes it's hard to figure out where should you go to reach your ideal audience. But here's the thing. Have you thought about LinkedIn ads? LinkedIn ads empowers marketers with solutions for you and your customers, and it allows you to build the right relationships and drive results and reach your customers with meaningful content. You do not want to sleep on LinkedIn ads. And here's the thing, 79% of content marketers said LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. I hear it from so many of my peers. And I know you're doing important work. And with that, you want to make sure that the work you're doing is getting in front of the right people. And that's what LinkedIn ads will allow you to do. So let your marketing efforts connect with the right audience and get a $100 credit on your next campaign. So if you go to linkedin.com/Amy, you can get that $100 credit. So that's linkedin.com/Amy. Terms and conditions apply. Okay, so step three, create your 30-day content blitz. First, you're going to come up with 10 different content ideas for a blog post, a podcast episode, Facebook Lives, whatever you want to do. The goal is you are going to be creating content that is aligned with the course that you will eventually be selling. Now, after you come up with 10 content ideas, you're going to narrow those down to just four ideas. So choose your top four favorite. And over the course of the next 30 days, you are going to put out one new piece of content every single week. So once a week for the next 30 days, a new piece of content. And again, you can mix it up. It could be a podcast episode one week, a Facebook Live the next, a blog post, whatever you want to do. Or you could make it simple and just do 4 weeks of Facebook Live. So whatever works for you, I think that sounds like the easiest way to go. So the second thing you want to do is you want to schedule your content so that you are releasing it every single week. Meaning I want you to put it on your calendar and choose the day of the week. I'd like to see it the same day every week. So the day of the week that you're going to put out this new content as part of your content blitz. So let's say every Tuesday at noon, you are going to be on Facebook Live. And that is your content blitz. It's important that you get some consistency here for a full month so that you have all these opportunities to talk about your upcoming course. Now, for the call to action for each of the four pieces of content, it's going to sound something like this. Let's pretend you're on a Facebook Live, and at the end, you say, so if you found this valuable and you want to dive deeper with me into this topic, I have a brand new course that is coming out very soon. It's called XYZ, and my goal of this course is to help you XYZ. If you want to be one of the very first to hear about it, make sure to get on my wait list or early bird list or interest list, whatever you want to call it. I say come up with a catchier name, but whatever works for you. And then all your traffic from your content blitz will go to your early interest page because you want to have a handful of people to email the minute you go live to say, look, you asked for this and here it is. Even if you just have 100 people on that early interest list, that would be fantastic. So make that your first initial goal. 100 people raise their hands in the next 30 days to say, yes, when your course goes live, I want to hear all about it. Now, if you can get more than 100, by all means, do so. Okay, moving on to step number four, set up your checkout page, also known as an order form page. This is where you are going to collect name, email, and credit card information. So we're working behind the scenes now to make sure that you have everything set up when you are ready to officially pre-sell. I like SamCart. I think it's one of the best order form tools out there, really easy to use. And because we're not setting up a full-fledged sales page for your pre-sale promotion, you can use SamCart as your order form, but also SamCart has some features that allow you to add a little bit of information about what you're selling. So you could outline the modules, talk about the bonuses, give a little snippet about the promise of your course right there on the order form. I highly recommend you check it out. I have a 90-day trial for SamCart that I'm going to put in the show notes at amyporterfield.com/218. So 218. And so if you go to my show notes, you can grab that special offer for SamCart. It is definitely the order form of my choice, and it makes pre-selling a whole lot easier. For the record, I'm not a fan of you just offering PayPal. I think you need to go pro. I think PayPal looks like it's a hobby and not you selling a really legit online training course. So that's why I'm suggesting SamCart and encouraging you to stay away from just offering PayPal. Okay, moving on to step number 5, set up your live workshop components. Now, this one has multiple steps, and it might feel a little bit overwhelming, but that's why I created the PDF cheat sheet for you so that you don't have to take tons of notes. And after I walk you through it in this episode, so I'm going to talk it out with you just a bit, you are going to download the PDF at amyporterfield.com/218, and you will have it right there in front of you when you are ready to pre-sell your course. Good? So just take a deep breath because there's a lot I want to cover here, but I'm going to go quickly. All right. So when you're setting up your live workshop components, essentially what you're doing is you're creating the shell of your member site so that you can deliver your content and have a place to house all of it behind a login for those who pay for your course. So the step number 1, inside step number 5, setting up your live workshop components, is that you're going to pick a platform. I love Kajabi because it has awesome templates that are really easy to use. So you can set up your membership site for your upcoming course really easily, and you don't need a coder or a designer to help you do it. So you'll want to create the structure of your member site so you have it ready to go when you start delivering your course. Each week when you start to deliver your content, you will then load up that recording after you've delivered it live to your paying students. You'll get that recording and you'll put it into your member site. That way, if anybody missed your live session, or of course, if they want to go back to it, they've paid for it. So now it's behind a login and it's protected, and it's only available to those who already paid for your course. Now, the second step in step number 5 is to determine the details about your training. So you want to think about how long is this training going to go? How many weeks? So maybe you're going to do 6 modules in 6 weeks. And then you want to determine the date and time that you're going to deliver the content. So what that means is you're going to look at the calendar and think, before I sell this course, let me figure out when I'm going to deliver it. So give yourself a few weeks and say, okay, 3-4 weeks from now, I'm going to start to deliver my course. I'm going to do it every Wednesday at noon. And of course, I'm going to record every session and let my paying students know that it's recorded in case they can't make it live. Now, when you go to pre-sell your course, you want to tell them, okay, class starts in 2 weeks from now, Wednesdays, noon, everything's recorded. Give me 48 hours after I deliver the new content and I will load it into your members area. I'll send you an email when it's loaded up. So you want to really communicate with your new paying students about what they can expect. So you want to figure that out before you pre-sell. So you're going to determine the date and time of each of your live sessions. You're going to determine if you're going to do a live Q&A at the end of each of your session. You can, you don't have to. Maybe even think about recording a welcome video way before you promote your course and load it up into your member site so that when somebody does buy, They get into your member site and there's a welcome video saying, hey, can't wait to get started. Maybe even have a PDF below the video and say, I created a PDF of all of our session dates and times. Marie Forleo does this really well with B-School, where you get a printout and you know, because her course is delivered every week for 8 weeks after you buy it. It's pre-recorded. It's not delivered live, but she drips out the content. And so you can get a printout that will tell you exactly the dates and times of when the new content will be put out there. It makes people feel really at ease when you're prepared. And then after that, you'll want to choose your live delivery platform. So if you're going to deliver it live, let's say for the next 6 weeks, you need a platform to do so. I suggest you use Zoom. So you can look into Zoom. You can also use GoToWebinar, but those are really great platforms for you to deliver your content live over the next 6 weeks to your new paying customers. And what you'll do is, ideally, you can set it up that you send them a link and every week that same link works for them. So they're not getting a brand new link every week. That gets very confusing. Zoom and GoToWebinar allow for the capabilities of sending one link and it works every week for the next 6 weeks or whatever it might be. From there, you're going to write your new student welcome email. Again, we're just setting expectations. We're communicating with these new students that haven't yet bought yet. We're getting prepared. We're behind the scenes right now. So you're going to write an email that once somebody buys from your SAM card order form, you can send out an automated email that says, thank you so much. I'm so excited to get started with you. Here are all the details you need to know for the next 6 weeks. So you're going to include the details in that welcome email as well as maybe in a PDF that they can get in the member site. And then finally, you're going to get your team in place. Think about hiring somebody to record your live session so you don't need to worry about it. Or think about maybe getting a VA to help you through the next few months in order to deliver the content and make sure everything's organized. Don't try to be a one-man show or a one-woman show through this whole process. That is too much work. So if you're going to pre-sell and put together the campaign and deliver your content week after week after week, you at least need to get the support of a VA. I don't want you doing it alone. Okay, so we are moving into step number 6. Again, take a deep breath. It's all in the cheat sheet I've provided for you. So step number 6 is to promote a 48-hour flash sale offer. So this is where we're getting into the promotion. You are now ready to email your early interest list with your limited time offer. And in that email, you're going to include information about what the program is all about, the price of the program, and if you're offering a discount, let them know that they're getting a discount and when you plan to increase the price. Let them know the number of spots available. I say limit it so that it looks and feels exclusive. And also, you're going to feel really good if you limit it to the first 20 people and you fill up all 20 people. Deadline specifics. So in this email where you're introducing people to your course saying it's live, it's open, you can buy now, let them know how long they have. 48 hours, this date, this time, this offer goes away. And then of course, you're going to link them to your SAM cart checkout page. So that's that 48-hour flash sale first email that goes out. And then the next day, you're going to send out your second email announcing the flash sale. And in this email, you're going to switch it up a bit. You're giving them another chance to sign up, but make sure you really rely on that urgency. Now they have less than 48 hours. Talk about what's included in the price of the program. Let them know how many spots are now available since hopefully some people have signed up. And then, of course, you're going to link to your order form. Now, an optional part of this is to also do a webinar. But if you're just starting out, you've never promoted anything before, you're deep in the weeds of creating this course, a webinar is going to feel too heavy. A webinar is completely optional. But if you've done a webinar before and now you're looking to pre-sell and you feel confident that you can put together a webinar to pre-sell your course as well, by all means do it, because a webinar is just going to fill up all of those spots a whole lot faster. Okay, then finally, step number 7 is to deliver your content. Week by week, you're going to create your slide decks for your upcoming live workshop. You're going to prepare any cheat sheets or checklists, and you're going to email your students before each training, reminding them, okay, tomorrow I'm live at this time. Here's a reminder with your link. Here's what we're going to cover. And so you're going to encourage them to get on live. And then week after week, you're showing up, delivering that content, recording it. And then if you feel good about those recordings, you have your online course finished. A lot of my students, though, like to go back and re-record everything after they've gone through it one time. Now, that might feel daunting, but let me tell you, after you've delivered your content once, there's tons of stuff you're going to want to change. And so you're actually going to embrace the idea of, let me in there again, let me pre-record it. Now that I've got the feedback from my founding members of my course, I know what I liked, what I didn't like, I can kill it this time. And so that pre-recording will go a whole lot faster after you've delivered it once live. So that makes everything a whole lot easier. Okay, so we've gone through the steps and your head is probably spinning like, I cannot take action with that. Well, my friend, that's why I have the PDF cheat sheet for you. Go to amyporterfield.com/218 in order to download that cheat sheet. But I'm going to walk through the steps one more time. Step number one, you're going to determine your course offer. Step number two, you're going to set up your early interest page. Step number three, you're going to create your 30-day content blitz. Step number four, you're going to set up your checkout page. And then step number five is where it starts to feel a little bit heavy. You're going to set up your live workshop components. So you're going to get a membership site set up. You know, I love Kajabi. You're going to determine how many modules, which you could do in that post-it note mini training I talked about earlier. If you go through that episode, let me just check real fast. I think it's 206, but let me check. Hold on. Yep, 206. So go check out that episode if you haven't outlined your course yet. But once you do so, you're going to determine the number of modules and how many weeks you're going to deliver the live content, and also the date and time you're going to deliver it so that your upcoming paying students know what to expect. From there, you're going to choose how you're going to deliver the live content. I suggested Zoom. You're going to write your new student email. And then you're going to get your team in place, maybe hire a VA to help you if you don't have a VA just yet. And then finally, moving on to step number six, you're going to promote a 48-hour flash sale through an email marketing campaign. You're going to send two emails talking about your flash sale. And then I'd like to see you send one more email, a third email saying, okay, you've got an hour left. Here's your last chance. So essentially, I say send three emails during your 48-hour flash sale. If you want to get really fancy, you'll add a webinar to the mix. And then finally, step seven is you're going to deliver the content. Same time, same place every week for the next several weeks. And you're going to record it so that you have your course finished at the end of that period. However, if you're anything like me, you're going to want to pre-record the course one more time after you've gone through it live, because you're going to have a lot of aha moments, which again is the beauty of pre-selling, because those aha moments help you make your course better. Getting through it once, oh my gosh, imagine if you just got through it once and then came back to the drawing table and you pre-recorded it after making some tweaks. It's going to feel so much better when you do so. Okay, so there you have it, the seven steps to pre-selling your online course. Now, as I mentioned in the beginning, this strategy may or may not be a good fit for you. You always have the other option just to validate your idea and then put together your entire course, record all the modules, get it all buttoned up, and then you move into launching your course. So that is always an option for you. That is the way I usually do it. And it does create a whole lot less stress. But if you need money now, or if you want to validate the idea beyond your initial validation, or if you're really looking to kind of ease into all of this and get some feedback from some paying students before you do a full-fledged launch, then pre-selling might be the perfect solution for you. Don't forget that I go through this entire process with a lot more detail, step-by-step, and templates inside of my program, Courses That Convert. To learn more about that program, go to amyporterfield.com/courses. Thank you so much for tuning in with me here. I'm so excited that I got to share this pre-sale strategy with you, and I cannot wait to see you again next week. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast at www.amyporterfield.com.